Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Dear brother and sister, salam. So welcome to a new story and the title of today's story, The Modesty of Imam Ali, Peace be upon him. The marriage formula between Imam Ali and Lady Zahra has been recited in the year 2AH, but the wedding ceremony took place only later, after 1 month or 1 year, as the history reports. During this period, Imam Ali, out of shyness, would not utter the name of Fatima, peace be upon her, and she too behaved likewise. This continued till one day the wives of the noble prophet, peace be upon him, approach Imam Ali and ask, "Why do you delay the wedding ceremony? If you experience a feeling of shyness and timidity, permit us to speak to noble prophet about it." Imam Ali granted them permission. En masse, they arrived in the presence of the noble prophet. "O Prophet of Allah," they said, "had Khadija been alive, Fatima's wedding ceremony would have left her overjoyed, and Fatima herself would be happy to set her eyes upon her husband. Ali too awaits his wife, and we look forward to this joyous occasion." Hearing Khadija's name, tears welled up in the noble prophet's eyes. With a heave of sigh, he said, "Where is there the like of Khadija?" And then added, "But why did Ali not approach me directly for this?" The women replied, "His modesty restrained him from doing so." Hearing this, the noble prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny directed them to make preparations for the wedding ceremony.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا
شكراً يا
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern, and the important points of this nice story.
We seek refuge from Satan the Cursed in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and in Lantern, what we do is to talk about different themes and religious lessons that we can take out of the stories that we listen to and make use of these beautiful and great lessons in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, today we want to explore a profound aspect of Islamic character, the shyness and modesty of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, this is a story not only of personal humility, but a lesson in spiritual refinement and the deep respect that comes from recognizing God's presence in someone truly close to him. Well, Imam Ali alayhi salam was the cousin and the son-in-law of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was known for his courage, for his eloquence, and for his unmatched knowledge. In battle, he was fearless. In councils, he spoke with wisdom. Yet when he approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his boldness transformed into gentle humility and reverence. His demeanor changed, his gaze softened, his voice lowered, and his gestures became careful. Even those around him noticed the profound respect he carried in his heart. The whole book of Quran teaches about humility and awareness of God in our behavior and says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا and speak kindly to people. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 83. But humility goes behind speech. It is a matter of the heart and the soul. Imam Ali alayhi salam exemplified this very perfectly. It is narrated that when he wished to speak to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would hesitate slightly. He would place his hand over his chest as if measuring the honor of the moment. His modesty was not born of fear, but from the recognition of the spiritual rank of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the trust of revelation and the guide for humanity. Okay, well, let's have a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You are listening to Lantern and we are talking about the very beautiful and elegant point about the modesty of Imam Ali alayhi salam in front of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, one story reflects this beautiful modesty very beautifully. Once Imam Ali alayhi salam approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a question about a verse of the Holy Book of Quran. He waited patiently and silent for a while because his heart was filled with reverence. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed the humility in his posture and gently invited him to speak. This moment teaches us that true knowledge and guidance are received through a humble heart. Intellect alone is not sufficient. A mind that is ready to learn must bow with respect before wisdom. The Holy Book of Quran emphasizes the ideal of humility and gentle conduct and says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. And the servants of the most merciful are those who walk upon the earth humbly. When the ignorant address them, they say words of peace. Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 63. Imam Ali's shyness before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us that humility is not a sign of weakness, but a mark of inner strength and awareness. Let's carry this lesson into our lives, allowing humility to guide our words, to guide our actions and interactions, and transform our hearts into spaces of reverence, reflection, and love. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to us. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi amanillah.